Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know if it's loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is. Every weekday, live and local FM Talk, all for you. Talk and text 884-9910. Our webpage, 991fmtalk.com. You can answer our poll question there and also check out some other fun things. Do you plan on watching any part of the second special session online? Got a few people voting yes. Looks like about 55%. So that says 45% no. It is so important for you, whenever you can, to watch this special session. This session called by a man who says, you know, no, hydroxychloroquine, no. Yet he takes it himself after exposure to COVID-19. Do as I say, not as I do. We are in a bad situation right now. Because as of this morning, the second special session was called into effect. Huh. What a few hours makes, I guess, getting your junk together. I am not putting any importance on me whatsoever being out there. I'm putting the importance on you. Personally, I believe that yesterday's start was canceled because the word was getting out and you were going to be there. Not only the Back the Blue rally in the morning, but the fact that you were going to be at the Capitol for the start. Because look at all the people that showed up last time. Yeah, Governor Sisolak doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like being around Republicans. Doesn't like being around the voters. Doesn't mind hanging out with the Black Lives Matter protesters, as we've seen from photographs. But forget the actual residents of Nevada. So here we go. The proclamation addresses the following issues. Changes in election laws. Mail-in ballots. And sufficient in-person voting locations. Possibly the repeal of prohibitions on ballot harvesting. We do not want ballot harvesting here. That's one person going around collecting mail-in ballots and turning them in. If I can't turn mine in, the only person I want doing it is my husband. Because I know it's not going to be messed with then. Oh, what? You're saying they don't get messed with? That's funny because four men in LA just admitted to Skid Row voter scheme. That they'd go around paying the homeless. We got a lot of homeless around here. How about all the people down south that live under the Las Vegas Strip and all the tunnels down there? You think they wouldn't sell their vote? This is how they do it. This is how they do it. Police and social justice reform. Social justice reform? Police officer conduct and greater accountability. Yes, I believe bad cops have to be held accountable, but not good cops. And good cops are trained and have a passion for what they do. What are you doing restricting or coming up with the way that police officers are conducting themselves? That's going to be interesting to see. Liability protections for not-for-profits, state government, and its subdivisions, all schools and colleges, businesses complying with mandates on COVID-19. You know, that farce of a virus. Mandate health, safety, and sanitation standards for the resort industry. So I guess no shoes, no shirt, no service isn't enough. Judicial flexibility. An alternative dispute resolution regarding evictions. Well, with the way that Dieter is run, the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, I don't think anybody should be getting evicted. With all the fraudulent claims, I'm not talking nationwide. I'm talking right here in Nevada. And all of the thousands of people who still haven't seen a dime. Allows remote participation of legislature or of legislators because of COVID-19. You know, it's not because of COVID-19. It's because of all those legislators down in Las Vegas, almost said Los Angeles, Las Vegas, who don't want to come up to Carson City. Literally, why do you think that they tried to move the state capitol down to Vegas? They just don't want to come up here to the north. Possible proposed changes to the Nevada Constitution to be voted on by the legislature. This could mean a property tax amendment, could mean an income tax amendment. Of course, it's going to have to be voted on by the special session, then the regular session in February of 2021. But that's just in February, so that's just around the corner. Any increase in sales tax, although it is not in the Constitution, would have to be voted on by the people as well. But hey, if Governor Sisolak can get into office, if Mayor Sheevy can retain office, what do you want to bet that that's not going to be too hard for them to do? This is how you do your part. Watch what the Nevada legislature is doing right now. With Sisolak at the helm and all the other Democrats, this is just the beginning. We can't really blame the Republicans that are in there unless they vote for any of this stuff. If they vote with the Democrats, then they need to be out. But if they are doing everything that they can to fight this, they're outnumbered. So the ones that are wishy-washy, the rhinos, they got it easy, actually. They'll just let the Democrats make the call. but you need to keep a hawk eye on anybody that sides with the Democrats. Because it is literally, not figuratively, it is the literally side, the Democrats destroying this country. State by state, vote by vote, they are destroying everything that we hold dear. Those are my thoughts on that. Now let's go to the big one. Last night, the documents regarding Ghislaine Maxwell's previous prosecutions that were sealed, unsealed. And the truth is now going to be released for everyone to see. Here's the thing. It's going to be hard for a lot of people to believe. But I hate to tell you this. It's true. People like Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, even Alan Dershowitz, hanging out on Epstein Island. Epstein Island was not a destination location for anything other than being with underage girls, underage boys, which, you know, I really hate that term underage, because that doesn't describe what it really is or who they really are. Underage women, no such thing. An underage woman is a child. An underage man is a child. Child prostitute. No such thing. Children can't consent. They're rape victims. Sexual assault victims or survivors. Sex with minors. Underage women. These are the terms that I want you to know and listen for. Because that's rape. Stop buying into their semantics. Minors, underage women. No. Those are children. And if you have sex with them, it's called rape. Non-consensual sex. That's pretty much polite weasel wording for rape. And rapists don't deserve your politeness. We have sexualized children for far too long. We've turned a blind eye to the sexualization of children for far too long. And now it is time for us to put a stop to it and pay attention to what is happening in Washington, D.C. Because it's not just Ghislaine Maxwell's documents that are being unsealed. There are indictments being unsealed right now that are going to shake this country and shake the world. And since you couldn't wake up before this, you will now be forced awake. And we will all be forced to take accountability for what we have let happen. Because we're giving BLM the time of day. We're giving Antifa the time of day. We're giving all of it. COVID. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sports, celebrities. We're giving that the time of day when we should be paying attention to the real issues. We'll be back after this. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, little Monica in your life on this Friday. Oh, almost forgot that. It's Friday. Hey. I want to share something with you here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This is how you make a difference, is you listen to the young people and you help them understand. So Isabella, she sent me this. Hi, Monica. I'm an incoming freshman at Galena High School. And even I, just being 14, can see what is going on in the U.S. The liberals are putting people in groups, making them submit to failure just to prove their own points. They say that if a Hispanic person votes for President Trump, then they aren't really Hispanic. They say that if a black person isn't jumping into the Black Lives Matter movement, then they aren't really black. They say that if white people don't bow down and kiss the shoes of people of other races, then they are racist. They are forcing people into categories, telling them that just because they are black, Hispanic, part of the LGBTQ, or different in one way or another, that they can never succeed without special help. Using a black national anthem and saying that black people don't have to wear masks in public just because they're black. That is just pure segregation at its finest. I went to Sage Ridge School for seventh grade. One day I walked into my history classroom and my teacher pointed at every blonde white person in the room, me included, and told us that we were single-handedly responsible for the oppression and genocide of millions of people across the world. People think that because I am a girl in America, that I have to be a liberal. That I have everything handed to me on a golden platter because life is so hard. The only thing about my life that is hard is the fact that I have to live through all of the brainwashing and propaganda. They don't want me to succeed and to come out on the other side just so they can keep everyone controlled and peaceful. But we all know how those peaceful protests turned out. My grandma legally immigrated to the U.S. from El Salvador and unfortunately has submitted to the picture of failure. She believes that she needs extra help as a minority woman. I'm tired of this low expectation, racism, and sexism. Nobody mentions successful black people anymore because they want to set a scene of how black people cannot succeed. I'm fed up with all this nonsense, and I'm just counting the days until I can prove them wrong. She's 14 years old. And she has more common sense and more understanding of self-worth than the majority, the hundreds of thousands of millennials out there. I don't know why. Maybe she was born with it. Maybe Issa's parents encouraged her. But it is attainable. And we have to watch and be involved with what's going on right now, or we fail Issa and every single child of this generation that they are in right now. We fail them for the future. Never say that you can't do anything, or that something seems impossible, or that something can't be done, no matter how discouraging or harrowing it may be. Human beings are limited only by what we allow ourselves to be limited by. Our own minds. We are each the masters of our own reality when we become self-aware to this. Absolutely nothing in this world is impossible. The words of Mike Norton. Look it up. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Talking guns. I love the fact that more and more women are purchasing firearms and taking their CCW classes to protect themselves, because they know, you don't piss off Mama Bear. you don't do that. We know how to protect our own. 991fmtalk.com. Thank you for being here and answering our poll question. Yesterday's poll question is the Washoe County Health Officer, Kevin Dick, being melodramatic by warning that there may be dark days ahead. After the Washoe County School Board voted to approve its initial reopening plans, 92% said yes, just like all politicians, being melodramatic, and 8% said no, just looking out for our safety. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you plan on watching any of the second special session online? I'd like to know who's paying attention to this. And since people aren't paying attention, I want to take just a moment here to go non-local and share a few stories from yesterday that you're probably not going to hear about. A former engineering professor at the University of Arkansas, Simon Ang, has been indicted for fraud over ties to China. Ang failed to disclose to the U.S. government and employer about his financial and other ties to companies and institutions in China. Agents stopped three drug smuggling attempts on Monday, seizing more than 505 pounds of abandoned marijuana in two separate incidences, nearly a half a pound of heroin hidden in luggage on a bus. In all, the drugs were worth about $400,000. Way to go, Customs and Border Patrol. New Jersey securities trader Joseph Taub pleads guilty to stealing more than $17 million through market manipulation and tax fraud schemes. Taub conspired with an accountant to manipulate pieces or prices of shares to generate fake market interest. Three tribal officials charged in bribery scheme. Japanese shipping company fined $1.5 million for concealing illegal discharges of oily water. John Bampong of Boston has been charged federally in connection with allegedly firing 11 shots towards police officers during June 1st civil disorder. That's what they're calling it now. Civil disorder in Boston. I call that attempted murder. Tallahassee man sentenced to 25 years in prison for sex trafficking a child. Not a minor, a child. Minors go into the ground, you know. Pick and shovel, drills. Ex-Turner Construction executive Ronald Olson was accused of receiving bribes from subcontractors in return for project work. Olson admitted evading taxes on a $1.5 million he received in the pay-to-play scheme. Just a few of the things that are going on around us that you should know about, including a researcher that pled guilty to conspiring to steal scientific trade secrets from Ohio's Children's Hospital to sell to China. A lot of China stories popping up. Yeah, I know minors spelled differently, but it's the same thing. Prime Minister, I love this one. Prime Minister Trudeau will appear before Parliament to testify for his role in the award of a government contract worth $662 million to We Charity that paid members of his family. The PM's mother, brother, and wife were all paid $223,000 for speaking arrangements, engagements over the past few years. This crap is going on all around us in every single country around the world. Yet you don't get to hear much about it, do you? Because of the mainstream media. They only focus on what they are told to focus on. 884-9910, talk and text line. Let's check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. You want to talk about political rights?
It's like when you say that the protesters and stuff, we are the Democrats are like, to me, is voting the way that North Korea, Syria, and China, and even Russia is how they rule their country. The Democrats are going to be one of them, and if we elect another Democrat, it's going to be more. I'm going to think in more dictated. On our rights here and there, a little bit at a time, until we get a dictator.
We already have a dictator, Neil.
Yeah,
we have, especially in this state, we have Sisolak.
Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Nancy Pelosi really isn't in a power position to be a dictator. She still has others around her. But Sisolak, he's a total dictator right now. Every single Democrat governor on the West Coast is a dictator right now. And if you want to live under Marxist rule, which is what all of these guys are pushing, then by all means, there are other countries out there already living under this rule. Pack your bags. Because America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. and the land of the free is pretty much becoming a misnomer right now because of the fact that we do not have the freedoms that we think we do. They've been eroded because of Democrat-led legislatures like ours right now in special session. You know where you should plop yourself if you want to be a person of action? If you want to see or have them see your face? The quad right there between the legislative building and the governor's office. It's a nice shady place. There's benches. Because that's where he passes back and forth between the Capitol and the legislature. Let him hear your voice. Let him know how long you've been employed, unemployed and still haven't gotten a check. And all of this BS with now suing companies that had their people go back to work during a plandemic, pandemic in their mind. Well, let me tell you, you're suing the wrong people. You should be suing the people who keep the doctors censored and their hands tied. Because we don't need a vaccine. Hydroxychloroquine will do the job just fine. You catch it early, pop a pill, you're good. Don't catch it early, catch it. And there's a whole series that you can go through with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the, what is it? Zithromax, and we'll help you out. If we have to have all these double-blind studies and whatnot for the hydroxychloroquine, where are all the studies for the vaccine to know if it hurts people? Because the studies that, you know, were put out by The Lancet and a few others saying that it's harmful to people. Those were all pulled because they weren't real. They were fake. They were lies. The media are not medical professionals. The pundits aren't medical professionals. The medical professionals who are prescribing hydroxychloroquine for hundreds and hundreds of cases that have been absolutely fine, those are the experts, and they're the ones who are being censored. Why? Because it's not about a virus. It's not about black versus white. It's not about men versus women. It's not about the LGBTQ community. It's not about mask versus non-mask. It's about an election. Let's go to the phone lines quickly for another call. It's Cowboy Barbie. Hi, Cowboy.
Monica J., great lady of talk radio. It's an honor to speak with you on your show. You know, the godfather, Ronald Reagan, who gave us that radio freedom. You know what I'm talking about. It was the birthright. That's what Donald Trump needs to do for the big net right now, and that is to free up the internet so we're not being censored. And
He actually signed a special order yesterday, but no one's reporting on it.
Great. If the internet can be freed up like Ronald Reagan did, which gave birth to your radio talk show, Rush Limbaugh, and other greats, information is our greatest weapon, because freedom and truth speak together, hold hands, that are on our side, and we need our truths not to be suppressed. Like the lady on the Supreme Court, you allowed her to get her message across. It's outrageous what's going on in the election. We have to corral a free and fair non-mail-in election where you show up and vote. We cannot be buffaloed into this.
Well, and let me tell you, the reasons why they don't want the voting machines out there, I've been doing a little digging on this, is because the Department of Defense actually worked out a program for the voting machines that they could not be tampered with now. I mean, this is going high up into the departments of cybersecurity that they were actually able to make it so you couldn't rig the machines. That's why the push for mail-in balloting, because they can still rig the mail-in ballots. We're not talking about absentee ballots. Anybody who has an illness and requests an absentee ballot because they can't get to the ballot, they can't get to the polls, that's fantastic. Those absolutely allowed. But this mass blanket of mail-in ballot cannot be allowed, should not be allowed. And that's exactly one of the things that Sisolak changes in election law, mail-in ballots, one of the things that the legislature is looking at right now in Carson City. We'll be back after this quick message. Thank you, Cowboy, for calling in. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So happy to be here with you every weekday between 10 and noon. Where did this week go? It's already Friday. Oh, my gosh. Oh, by the way, when Governor Sisolak was at Walgreens getting his hydroxychloroquine, not even wearing a mask. Not around his neck. Not hanging off his ear. Nowhere. So I guess that's how he believes in how much he believes those things work. You only have one life. Don't waste a day of it. Trust in God's plan and you will live your best life. I have been warning you about a lot of different organizations out there here in Northern Nevada that are, well, I would say putting the screws to, but infiltrating, especially with names, because they just name themselves so cleverly, into politics through religion, through education, through the kids, so many different things. Honest elections. Again, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com when you're answering the poll question. Check out my page because there's a lot of things there that I put there so you can see them to open those eyes. Like the videos on UN Agenda 21. Or the video of the doctors at Capitol Hill, the coronavirus press conference. 40 minutes of truth for you from doctors on the front lines. But these local organizations that I've been telling you about, like Sunshine Movement, BLM, Battle Born Progressive, and Action, ACTION.org. It is J.D. Klippenstein that is the leader of Action here, Faith in Action, that is behind the law enforcement reorganization. Remember when President Obama said fundamentally changing this country? This is what he was talking about. They're not only trying to, at some point, defund law enforcement, they will try to get rid of it altogether. Are you going to stand for that? one of our great sheriffs is being undermined and attacked right now. And that's Douglas County Sheriff Coverley. BLM, they're going after him. They're going after Douglas County. You should see some of the things that are being posted on Facebook about Douglas County. The racist, you know, nation of Nevada. Wow. Counter protest to support Sheriff Coverley. And I guess it's not at the library. It's going to be at the sheriff's department where these protests are going to be held by BLM. You want to truly support law enforcement? Then be there 11 to 6 on the 8th and the 15th of August. We'll be back after this.